This is the Sports Kings, brought to you by Kings Court in Houston on SB Nation Radio.
And online at SBNationLive.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramone.
All right, we are back for hour number two here on the Sports Kings Show on SB Nation Radio. And we are continuing our discussion about the NBA. We covered the All-Star Weekend events and competition there for this weekend's big event in the first hour. In the second hour, I guess we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA standings, where we are, where things are. But we're just totally distracted by watching an unranked team in the Houston Cougars,
yes,
and the Cincinnati Bearcats. So 61-56, 28 seconds left. Look like they're going to wrap this up here, but I'm so shocked that it. I mean, did they not tell anybody about this game?
There's a lot of empty seats there. Texas Southern, like the seating is a little spread out. If you're trying to sit behind the goal, like you're going to have like a big 20-foot gap between the fans and the.
But I'm sure we're going to see. Fans coming out of nowhere. You know, you got to come all the way from the nosebleeds just to storm the court. By the time
listen, there's not about to be no court storming, man. I'm telling you, TSU police are about to tackle anyone who
Why wouldn't they let them celebrate this? This is a monumental upset here.
Like, you can't storm the court anywhere. That's actually not allowed in any gym. You know that? That's like a hazard right there.
But.
Someone can hurt a player. Like, you know, it's just like, you know, people just jumping over bushes and
walls. They do it
at
Duke. They do it at yeah, I mean, well, not shouldn't. Duke. When Duke is on the road getting beat by some teams.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they really not supposed to. That's honestly, like, yeah, you're putting people in danger. You didn't know that? Jose, come get your man over here, man.
No, I mean, it's just, I just think this is a great way to celebrate. I mean, you've beaten the number five ranked team in the country. Why wouldn't you, on a Thursday night primetime national television, unranked team here, and Kevin Sampson and this squad should be proud of themselves.
Well, that's the thing, too, because the Cougars have been kind of underrated this whole season. They kind of been going under the radar a little bit. And honestly, in the American Conference, once this tournament starts, they're really going to show a lot of people because they already beat Wichita State already. So this is the icing on the cake for them right here.
All right, folks. You're listening to the Sports Kings here on SB Nation Radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text KIT33 to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting KIT33 to 85850. Don't forget, that's KIT33. To 85850.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 88 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 88 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 88 to 443443. That's BEST 88 to 443-443.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Do you know the top three promotional items for driving new customers? We do. Do you know how to make your logo come alive and magnetically attract new, long-lasting customers? We do. And do you know how to ensure your logo is delivered on the right promotional items on time at a great price? We do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Who are we? We're 4imprint, the nation's leading team to make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items. And right now, we want to share with you, for free, the top three promotional items for driving new customers. Discover them now by texting ACT99 to 88988. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional items can make to help grow your brand. With 4imprint, you'll get high-quality products, exclusive items, popular brands, on-time delivery, and outstanding customer service. That's what we do. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers by texting ACT99 to 88988. That's ACT99 to 88988.
This is the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramone.
It's all good, Jose. We know it, man. We are all good.
He was dropping a sample right there. Because
he gets nervous when he plays Michael Jackson, man. When you play the king of pop, it makes you do stuff like that.
It makes you get nervous.
Sports King's here watching what looked like it was going to be a disaster, but it turned out to be a win for the Houston Cougars, knocking off the number 5th ranked team in the nation, Cincinnati Bearcats.
Cincinnati is like the number 2 defensive team.
And
in
as
the
sign
nation.
Said, and Bearcats ain't real.
Not real tonight. That's for sure.
Ain't such thing as a Bearcat.
Coach Cronin and Cincinnati are going to have a long ride home. That's for sure.
All right, back to the association. As 2 games on tap tonight. Right now, it's halftime, and Milwaukee, as the Bucks are down 74-62 to the Denver Nuggets. We talked about the Nuggets team, man. Is a surprising team. I don't even know what's keeping them
in,
keeping them going.
Right now, but we're going to get into it a little later. But, man, everyone between that 3rd seed and to the 8th seed in that Western Conference, there's not too much parity between all those guys.
Yeah, that's true. And what's going to be interesting, though, is what – and did you see
– Oh, they did storm the court. They stormed the court.
Yeah, okay, they stormed
the
court. Thank you.
Where's the campus police at?
That's not the court storming that I expected. There's only 50 people out there.
That's dangerous.
I need to see like 1,000. No, I mean, this is big. It's big. You beat a team like Cincinnati.
Act like you've been there.
They knocked off. This team is not bad. They knocked off.
They've never been there.
They've never been there. They knocked off Wichita.
Yeah, they knocked off Wichita
a couple of weeks ago. I mean, yeah. So this is good. These are the things that get you into the big dance. So,
the whole American Conference is kind of looked down a little bit. And honestly, Cincinnati wasn't really looked at one of those teams to be top 25 like that. But now, look at them. A really good defensive team. But like I said, once the tournament starts, even though Wichita State hasn't really been on top as they used to, I think they're still going to fight back during that tournament time. And we'll see what happens. I think Coach Sampson did a really good job today.
Good job. Proud.
Both Davises, played lights out. But, we'll get into that, whenever time comes.
And the second game that's happening in the association tonight is the Minnesota Timberwolves is taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers up 20-15. That game is still in the first quarter. Back to the standings, though, and just kind of like looking at things right now. I'd like to look at matchups, like if the playoffs were to start today, some of these matchups that we could possibly be looking at. The Rockets, first place. How about that?
First time they start off All-Star weekend, with the best record in the league. And actually, that's kind of big time just for the Rockets, just because we all see Golden State as that team to beat, and that's pretty much the Rockets' motto, just load up to beat them. That's what we're playing for, to kind of match up with them and be able to beat them. And now you see Golden State, just even though it's a half a game back, It's still a big accomplishment for them because even though they just loaded up and got Joe Johnson, and of course Brandon Wright wasn't able to play. Didn't play yesterday. But Joe Johnson didn't have the best coming out, you know, that you would expect him to. But this is just one game.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were kind of just, you know, on his case a little bit because he didn't come out and shoot lights out. He got a couple shots up, don't get me wrong. But it's going to take, you know, a little bit of adjustment because it's kind of funny seeing Joe Johnson just stand there at a three while, you know, James Harden and Chris Paul kind of do their thing and just him standing there. But if I'm going to have a guy, you know, hitting a set shot, Joe Johnson is going to be a guy, you know, who I'm pretty sure he's A-okay with just chilling, you know, in the corner, just to hit a three, open three. So that's going to be fine.
Absolutely. And I'm looking at the standings, too, over in the Western Conference because you look right now, if the playoffs were to start today, you got the Rockets taking on what would be a pretty good Pelicans team.
Even though
Boogie is
they've
not.
They've played some really close games against each other this season too, so I don't expect the Rockets to struggle too much, but the games would be really fun.
But yeah, they would be great to watch, and this could probably stay. But what's more interesting too, if you look at positions three through the eighth spot, there's only like 2.5 games from there. There's going to be a lot of shifting around. But I tell you, one matchup that would just, you know, the Spurs and the Trailblazers, the three and the sixth spot.
The Spurs.
That would be a good first round if that just kind of held intact.
Spurs is definitely the team in the Western Conference that they need to get their act together because, I mean, the last 10, they're 4-6 and a 3-game losing streak. And I know Popovich will get them all lined up and everyone will start playing the way they're supposed to. But, of course, whenever Kawhi gets back and LaMarcus Aldridge gets back healthy too as well, I know he'll sit out a couple games, but whenever they get back to rolling, because even Patty Mills even looks like a different guy right now, and I expect Patty Mills to be doing a lot more when he's coming off the bench. But San Antonio is the one team that I'm just kind of worried about just a little bit because, like you said, between that 3 and 8 spot,
three games. And then if you even go down further, I mean, the Jazz and the Clippers have a chance to get in there, depending, you know, if the Nuggets and the Pelicans go south here after the break, then you got – those two teams are looking at, and the Jazz is a good team.
Yeah.
It would be a competitive playoff team.
Yeah, you're talking about Ingles earlier and Ricky Rubio as well. I mean, look more guard-centric. Of course, they got what was the big man's name? I mean, they got some people over there. But what I'm saying is they're definitely in striking distance. I mean, the Clippers are not looking that bad either with all their new acquisitions.
And there could be some struggle with New Orleans with Boogie out. I mean, they just may not, you know, having that big man, having both of them on the court, Davis and Cousins, gave them a huge advantage. But, you know, I can see the Clippers getting in there. I can see the Jazz getting in there. But the two hottest teams in the Western Conference right now, of course, are the Houston Rockets and the Denver Nuggets. Houston has won 10 straight, and the Nuggets are 7 wins of the last 10 games.
The one matchup that I'm kind of surprised you didn't even mention is, as of right now, if the playoffs were to start today, Minnesota and OKC. Because those are the two scary teams that I know for a fact they can catch San Antonio, just because of the talent they have right now. OKC, they don't have, you know, the deep bench. They pretty much go with their, you know, that starting five that really carries most of the weight. Roberson, you know, got hurt. But, I mean, this is a whole different team now. And now they
have moved up. You know, they were right there, the 7th or 8th spot.
A lot of people were knocking
was writing
in.
Them off.
Carmelo couldn't really, you know, get the groove of things just yet. Of course, Russ still has to adjust. But Paul George, I think you were saying during the break, leader in steals, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Leader in steals and still someone who's going to give you, you know, a 20-piece every night. But you got three guys. And the last game, I believe they're playing. What was the last game that they played? Because they you know, Melo.
Wasn't it the Cavs?
It was the Cavs. And Melo, Russ, and also Paul George go over 20. And Adams all scored over 20 points. There's not really going to be too many times where all of them are so effective and they still come up with that loss. But once we get in that East, that Cavs team is looking
into it right now. I know later on in the show we're going to bring on NBA salary cap expert Eric Pincus, and he's going to, you know, talk a little bit about this.
Enlighten us with all this money talk.
Yeah, I mean, nobody does it better.
This Cavs team is not going to stay the same as it is next year because of the salary cap.
Let's just look right now. You know, they've won 4 straight, 7 of the last 10 there. And, I mean, boy, did they put it on the Celtics Sunday when they needed to. I mean, you know, And I'm starting to, even though I didn't understand all of the moving parts that took place last week, but when you see it happen, I mean, you know, Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr. look like they just been on this team all along.
They've definitely been clicking. Whenever they joined each other, whenever the four got there, the new four is averaging 48.5 points per game and shooting over 50% right now. So those four guys, they're crazy. Definitely fitting in very well. And just it looks like a whole new team, honestly.
It really does.
We got to reamp LeBron now. And it looks as if he has just so much energy now. And he looks it's kind of weird to just talk about how whenever someone has just a positive vibe going on and you can see them smiling a little bit.
Yeah, just totally changed.
They kind of destroyed Paul Pierce's night a little bit. They kind of
overdid it. Oh, boy. Hey, you know what? I mean, come on. Every time they put the cameras on Paul Pierce, I mean, he was like, good Lord, why this night? I mean, first he was worried about Isaiah Thomas stealing the show from him. He didn't want that to happen.
Honestly, so, I hate that was such a big deal.
It was a big deal because he made it a big deal. But then again, I get it. It's Paul Pierce.
Did he make it a big deal or is it just...
I heard him say that, you know, hey, you know, you only get your jersey hung once.
Exactly.
And I get it. And it wasn't Isaiah Thomas's fault, though. That's what it... And I think that's how things get to be. When you put it out there, it makes it seem like these guys, you know, it's just... The media is what we do.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah, we put the spin on it and everything. But I think Paul Pierce nice was definitely really nice for him.
We're going to talk more about that because his long face during that game was awesome. Hey, folks, you're listening to the Sports Kings here on SB Nation Radio.
This is SB Nation AM.
Solly and I are watching early morning, although it's
luge.
8 o'clock at night over there.
You know, watching the luge on TV, I can't imagine how you watch this live because you can't really see in the luge track very well if you're there live. I don't know what you see. It's all speeding right by you. I can't imagine that's a fun thing to witness live.
Every morning, Lynn, Murray, and Solly get you ready for work on SB Nation Radio. This is SB Nation AM.
When you think of guys with high basketball IQs, you think of Andre Iguodala, a guy who's been around and certainly seen a ton. You think of Draymond Green. You think of David West, very veteran, good locker room presence.
I don't think of Draymond Green. I think of Draymond Green as a punk-ass bitch who's a dirty player.
Well,
who's pretty good at basketball.
According to some, though, his basketball IQ, Solly, is
obviously not.
He's a whiner.
No one with basketball IQ would lead the league in technicals, would he? I don't think you're a very smart basketball player if you're getting technicals all the time. I don't think Karl Malone or Tim Duncan led the league in technicals, did they?
I'd have to go back. I don't think Malone did. Duncan, certainly not.
I don't remember them kicking players in the groin and being dirty players like Draymond Green is.
Fair point.
He's a bitch.
Every morning, Lynn, Murray, and Solly get you ready for work on SB Nation Radio. This is SB Nation Radio.
The next generation of sports radio.
For more exclusive SB Nation Radio coverage, check out our staff writers at SBNationRadio.com. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SB Nation Radio. Hall of Fame voters Clark Judge, Rick Gosselin, and Ron Borges break down everything going on in the NFL, plus who should be the next great player to be given a golden jacket on the Talk of Fame Network. Hear Talk of Fame every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 Eastern right here on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Sports Grind.
Golden State's embracing it from all of them. I mean, Curry, even to the fact of him, you know, he's, I told you last year, I think pretty soon he's on the verge of being the most hated guy in the league. And that's weird considering he's the lovable guy just about a couple years ago.
The only thing that you have to keep in mind historically, the fourth year is when it gets hairy.
Yeah.
The fourth year gets hairy. I mean, you go back to Magic's Lakers. You could go back to Shaq and Kobe. They went the three-peat. When they got to that fourth year, San Antonio had figured them out. You look at the Heat with LeBron. That fourth year, the Spurs run their asses out of the gym 4-1, and they send LeBron back to Cleveland. Look at Cleveland's team this year. They're going for their fourth. What happens? The team hates each other. They don't get along. They have to blow the team up. Golden State, this is going to be their fourth time trying to get there. They're showing signs of that fatigue.
Tune into the Sports Grind. Weekdays from 3 to 5 Eastern. Only on SB Nation Radio. This is the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramon.
Back once again, folks, here on a Thursday night. It's the Sports Kings show on SB Nation Radio, and we're talking NBA basketball. And now is probably a good time to bring on someone who knows way more than me and Jose and David knows. Jose said, well, you always put me in this. So let's go ahead and welcome a friend of the show. He's joined us before, and he's with the Bleacher Report and NBA Insider and Salary Cap Expert. And we're talking about Eric Pincus. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, thank you for joining us, Eric. And we're just going to jump right into it. Certainly want to talk about one of your recent articles, and which talked about the Los Angeles Lakers could possibly be putting together a super team in the future. So we certainly want to get you to elaborate on that.
Yeah, well, they definitely opened up the necessary room to go out there and get LeBron James and Paul George. Now, the trick, obviously, is getting a yes, right? It's a lot easier to break your team down than it is to build it back up. But they said back in August, when I spoke to certain people with the team, that they believe they could get out of Jordan Clarkson's salary, that they could get a pick for him, and that they'd be in a position to go get two max guys. And reality is that's exactly where they are. But we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen in Cleveland. Maybe they pull it together with these trades. They go and win a title, LeBron sticks around. Maybe Paul George falls in love playing with Russell Westbrook and he sticks around, but I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. It's certainly a real possibility.
But see, Eric, and I'm glad you brought that up, because you're right. I mean, things could just go a little bit different. Paul George could, you know, make things happen there in Oklahoma and with the new look Cleveland Cavaliers. But if that happens, though, I mean, where do the Lakers go? Where would they go with all that cap money? And this wouldn't be the first time they would be sitting on a lot of cap money, right?
Right. Well, last time they had a ton of cap room, they went and spent it on Lual Deng and Timofey Mozgov, and that's why Mitch Kupchak and Jim Buss no longer have jobs with the Lakers, right? Because they spent it in the wrong place. I don't think the Lakers are going to do that. What they'll do is the goal, obviously, is to get LeBron, get Paul George, or one of the two. Maybe they get one. If you get one of the two, there are other free agents out there, the DeAndre Jordans. There's not a ton of really good free agents. DeMarcus Cousins has the torn Achilles. That's kind of risky. But they can wait. The next year, 2019, a lot of players with the name starting with K, Kemba, Kawhi, Clay, Kyrie, Kevin Love. Mm-hmm. Also, Jimmy Butler for good measure. So there's a list of players they could go after. So maybe they get Paul George and develop their kids, and then a year later get that second piece. Kind of similar to what the Celtics did, where they developed these young players, brought in Al Horford. The next year they bring in Gordon Hayward. Unfortunately, he gets hurt in the opening night, but this team's really good as it is. Imagine how good they'd be with Hayward. So I think that's really the blueprint. They'd love to get both stars right now, but if they don't, I think to go the Boston blueprint.
Eric, so what about OKC, too? Because I know Paul George is, you know, he's definitely finding his touch now, and we're not really having that debate anymore if OKC is going to be, you know, one of these, you know, top teams. Now he's definitely finding his stride and everything. So what would OKC have to do to keep him there? Because, I mean, they're going to, you know, have to toss some pretty good money at him, too, right?
Right. I mean, he's eligible for a contract starting at $30 million. And that's a team that's going to be paying not just luxury tax, but what you would call a repeater tax, because they've been in the tax multiple years. That's a lot of money, because if they're paying Carmelo Anthony and Russell Westbrook and Steven Adams, and then you're paying Paul George, they're looking at a roster that could cost them at least $250, maybe $300 million, which is really unheard of in the NBA. They'd have like a record payroll, and that's a small market. It's just not reasonable. Like they can't pay that kind of money. So then they're sort of reliant on maybe Carmelo opting out. Would he leave $28 million on the table to go ring chasing somewhere? I find that hard to believe. They might be able to trade him. Maybe Carmelo doesn't want to. He has a no-trade clause, but maybe he'd be happy to move on to another team instead of living in Oklahoma City, which is maybe not his speed. You know, Carmelo maybe wants to live in a big city. So there's some possibilities. Most of them involve Carmelo Anthony helping them out to make this work. And Carmelo may simply be unreasonable here, and it could endanger them keeping Paul George.
Hey, folks, once again, you're listening to Eric Pincus, NBA salary cap expert, NBA insider here on the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. So what I wanted to say was that we talked about, you know, George and James could stay with their prospective teams. So what happens if Isaiah Thomas just all of a sudden just plays, you know, well? And I mean, what happens then?
Well, that's the idea, is they can look at keeping Isaiah next year. Let's say that they don't get LeBron, they don't get Paul George. Well, they're probably going to save their money till 2019, and maybe you give Isaiah Thomas, if he works out and looks like a good fit, either you give him money long-term, or maybe you overpay him for 1 year. You look at what, and I've got an article coming out tomorrow, really, that breaks all this down at Bleacher Report, but if you look at what the Sixers did with J.J. Redick, they paid him $23 million for 1 year. Maybe you give Isaiah such a big deal that it offsets, instead of him getting like a multi, instead of 5 years, give him a 1 year at a really large price. That makes it worthwhile for him. Or maybe they keep Julius Randle. I mean, they have options, but I expect that they're going to want to also protect that spending power in 2019. So they have flexibility. And that's, if you saw the press conference on the day of the trade deadline with Magic and Rob Pelinka, they said the word flexibility maybe like 8, 9, 10 times before they ever even mentioned Isaiah Thomas's name. So I don't think this is really the move they made about Isaiah Thomas. It's about the future, but Isaiah Thomas could be a part of that future if he can play himself into that role.
I want to keep it out west real quick, Eric. I remember, I think for the last time we talked, it was probably, I think, during the summer. And I remember the Portland Trailblazers just had a very unique situation where they're kind of tied up. And now I see them trying to make a little bit of room. So do you think, for a team like Portland, you think they can probably make some strides this summer, trying to, you know, add a little bit to that team?
Well, they're pretty well invested. What they did at the deadline was they dumped Noah Vonleh just to get out of the tax, which helps. But it doesn't help a lot. They have such a big investment. They've got to decide what they're going to do. Are they going to pay Yusuf Nurkic, who's, you know, an important part of that team? And so I don't see how they significantly get better. They probably got about $5 million to spend if they're a tax team. It's a difficult situation. They may have to look to make trades to appreciably get better. And I know Neil Olshey pretty well from his time covering when he was with the Clippers, and I've been around long enough to know him. He's a good, he's very loyal, but he's someone who's willing to make a big move. So I could see him try to get a DeAndre Jordan. But to do that, you've got to make a trade probably, and I'm not exactly sure how they do that, but wouldn't shock me.
Hey, Eric, was there anything else that kind of stood out last week? You know, I mean, everyone sort of talked about the big trade there with Cleveland and Los Angeles, but did we miss out on anything else that took place?
Well, I mean, the main contenders didn't get better in the sense that the Warriors didn't make a trade. None of that, like even the Raptors, who are a pseudo contender, they're right maybe on the border, they didn't make a big trade. The Celtics didn't make a big trade. The Thunder, the Spurs, none of the teams, the Rockets, made huge trades. But there's still the buyout market. And we just saw Joe Johnson and Brandon Wright, they're heading over to Houston to try to give them a little bit more veteran presence. I wouldn't be surprised if the Rockets, you know, the Warriors are starting to look a little shaky. I still think they're the best team in the league, but I can't wait to see what the Rockets do. And Joe Johnson, I watched him last year against the Clippers in the playoffs. He might give them a 6-7 minute burst in one game of a playoff series, maybe game six. That could be the reason why it goes seven, you know, the reason. So great pickup for the Rockets. Weren't any major blockbusters other than the Cavs. But I still think that's the story. They made three trades, right, or two trades with three teams. So impressive what they did to try to keep LeBron James happy and to give themselves another shot to win it all.
Very un-Daryl Morey-like for him not to really be pulling anything. But, of course, yeah, like you said, Joe Johnson goes over there, Brandon Wright goes over there. And I think going into the summer, what do you kind of expect them to go? Because it's kind of cool that they're, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses. They're trying to keep up with the Warriors. They're, you know, they're definitely the guys that they're trying to take out. So what do you expect them to do? Because I know all this won't last, and that team will probably look different by next year. So what do you think you expect the Rockets will probably do?
Well, what the Rockets are going to do, and it's pretty clear, is they're going to look at the options with LeBron, with Chris Paul, because Chris Paul has a great relationship, and see, is there a way where some of these guys take a little bit less money? It's a lot to ask of a player to sacrifice, like Chris Paul and LeBron, but they come for about $15 million each, or even less. They can keep Clint Capella. Maybe they have to deal Ryan Anderson. Maybe they have to get rid of an Eric Gordon, but maybe they lose a Trevor Ariza. But if those guys are really willing to get that banana boat crew together, you know, maybe Carmelo Anthony opts out. I think Houston's a real destination. But the only way they really, and I know that's where they're going to go. And I've talked to a lot of teams and a lot of people who, you know, work for teams, and they all believe the Rockets are going to go hard for LeBron. But there's no real easy way for them to do that and pay all those guys the money that they need.
Okay. All right. Hey, Eric, man, thanks for all the information. You know we got to get you back on here. We certainly appreciate it.
All right. Anytime, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, folks. Sports Kings, SB Nation Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well, I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend is about as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. But hey, that's not all. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. So if that all sounds good to you, call now to give Transcend a try. You'll be glad you did.
Now you can try Transcend and sleep comfortably for 10 restful nights with a money-back guarantee. Just pay return shipping. So call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-719-2945. Again, that's 1-800-719-2945. 1-800-719-2945.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Do you know the top three promotional items for driving new customers? We do. Do you know how to make your logo come alive and magnetically attract new, long-lasting customers? We do. And do you know how to ensure your logo is delivered on the right promotional items on time at a great price? We do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Who are we? We're 4 Imprint, the nation's leading team to make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items. And right now, we want to share with you, for free, the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers. Discover them now by texting ACT99 to 88988. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional items can make to help grow your brand. With 4 Imprint, you'll get high-quality products, exclusive items, popular brands, on-time delivery, and outstanding customer service. That's what we do. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers by texting ACT99 to 88988. That's ACT99 to 88988.
This is the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramone.
Hey, we are back, folks, once again, Sports Kings. SB Nation Radio. Great stuff from Eric Pincus, as always, breaking down the NBA and where the money goes and what happens. I mean, nobody does it better.
I mean, it makes you think that, yeah, if the Lakers don't get it this offseason, if they save up a little bit. Because, honestly, I was looking at that, too, because next year you got a lot of guys, you know, up for, you know, that big-time money break. So let's see what happens. Because, honestly, yeah. I feel like if they don't go for George or don't land LeBron, it's really not, you know, a big failure because, I mean, they're going to be stay ready for the next season.
Got to have that flexibility, like you said. And speaking of flexibility, I tell you, it's always nice. And we've been talking about Ryan Stiegel, State Farm Insurance, for a couple of weeks here on the show and just trying to make sure we get everyone in the state of Texas driving right, doing right, checking their insurance. So, I mean, you probably heard me and David mention it until we blew in the face. Tonight, we're actually going to bring on our sponsor, Ryan Stiegel, State Farm Insurance agent. Ryan, what's going on?
Hey, Gene, how you doing, man? I'm doing good.
Hey, we're doing great, man. You just have to tell us because I want to set the stage here. Okay, Jose doesn't drive. He takes the Uber. David can't drive. I'm the only, like, really licensed driver, and I take pride in making sure I do all that's right about my insurance, but I'm sure that I'm doing something wrong, and I'm sure I'm missing some coverages or something like that. So, Ryan Stiegel, why don't you just break it down for us? Tell us what we need to have when it comes to auto insurance.
Well, when it comes to your auto insurance, Gene, and, first of all, I mean, David, if you're not driving, man, you can get that license, brother. But, well, here's the thing. I mean, so everybody, no matter what company you're with, you need to make sure that you have a policy that's customized to you for your needs and your budget. And that's what me and my team really strive to do, get you the most coverage for your needs and your budget. And everybody's needs are different. Everybody's budget is different. And we completely understand that. And so it just depends. But a lot of people out there just don't really understand how their insurance works, you know. So a lot of people use the term full coverage, for example, you know. So what does that really mean? You know, so most people, when they say full coverage, just mean liability and comp and collision. I mean, if you have a, you know, if you're paying the bank for your car, they require you to have comp and collision. That's great. And then the state of Texas requires you to have liability. And so that's what most people refer to as full coverage. And that's fine. You know, you're covering the car, great. And you're covering the other person if you cause an accident, but there's no coverage for you. You know, and so that's what you should really be most concerned about is if you get in an accident, whether it's your fault or not, or if some yahoo hits you that doesn't have insurance, are you going to have money to pay your medical bills, to pay for the wages that you lose because you can't work? And, you know, heaven forbid it's a terrible accident. You just don't make it home. Does your family get any money because, you know, it was just a bad accident? I mean, those are the type of things that we have conversations with our customers about that a lot of people just don't understand. And, you know, and like the truth is there really is no such thing as full coverage, right? Because there could always be an accident where your insurance just may not pick it up, you know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people just don't realize that. And so that's one of the things that I really enjoy doing is helping educate my customers and making sure that their families are protected on the road. And, like I said, getting them the most coverage they can for the budget.
And Ryan, what I like about you also is that I know a lot of folks in the state of Texas, you know, people, they go and talk to their insurance agent, and if you live in that city, your agent is in that city, but you have a unique situation where you write for the entire state of Texas, and we're talking about a pretty big state.
Sure, yeah. So me and my team are licensed to sell anywhere in the state of Texas, so anywhere across our great state. You know, if anybody wants to call in, just have a conversation about the coverages, we can help you with that.
That's good stuff. You writing all this stuff down, David?
Actually, well, I don't drive, so this is all new to me, really foreign. So actually, you're giving me a crash course as we speak right now.
What are you doing, man? You riding your bike?
Riding my bike. I'm the guy that, you know, that hogs the right lane and everyone's honking at him. It's because I'm just pedaling away. I'm that guy.
Well, hey, man, that's
so, Ryan.
That's all right.
Ryan, can you just go? I know you have you're out there on social media, but I definitely want to make sure that people know how to reach you. So where can anyone in the state of Texas that's listening call and talk to you about some insurance?
Sure. So my personal website is My S is in Sam, F is in Frank, Texas, spelled out, .com. That'll take you directly to my State Farm website, or you can just Google Ryan Stegall State Farm.
Okay, and you know what? Our goal here is to get Ryan Stegall in those commercials with Chris Paul.
You want him in the backseat?
We promote it.
Singing Backstreet Boys? Is that what you want?
No, Ryan's not going to do that. He's not going to sing Backstreet Boys. So,
hey, if it gets me in a commercial with Chris Paul, I might.
Hey, that check this out. Also, now I know you like sports, right? You kind of keep up with everything that's going on. You know, we got All Star Weekend happening out there in Los Angeles. You follow the NBA?
Yeah, not as much as I'd like, but I do. I do. I'm interested to see how this new All Star format shakes out.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that earlier because it's kind of like what, you know, the NFL did with the Pro Bowl there. Now, that didn't work out as well, and they went back to the normal NFC, AFC. But, yeah, this should be interesting. And me and David and Jose, we tend to think that we could see our first 400-plus total game.
Really?
I think so, just because it's going to be a lot of shooting, no defense, a lot of dunking, and you got James Harden and the rest of the guys shooting threes on that side of the court. I think this is a high possibility because we're saying around 73-pointers maybe in for a team, but I think 80 is actually appropriate as of right now, what we might see.
Yeah, man, I don't know. There's a lot of big scores for sure. I mean, I was just looking at some stats before I jumped on with you guys. I mean, like, everybody's averaging over 25 points, so you're absolutely right. They hit their averages. It's going to be
Averages, yeah. Well, hey, Ryan, we certainly appreciate you coming on tonight, talking a little bit about something that a lot of us take for granted and educating our listeners and making sure that, especially for those who drive on these dangerous highways in the state of Texas, know where they can get some great insurance.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on, guys.
All right. Appreciate it. Ryan Stegall, State Farm Insurance Agent, just covers the whole state of Texas. This is a big state.
I didn't know that you were going to put me on blast about me riding my bike everywhere. Well, now people know that. Now people are going to be looking for me on the right side of the road and know it's going to be me hogging up the traffic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. So you're going to go from your bike to maybe even doing the Uber thing to buying your own car.
Yeah.
And when you do, you just call Ryan Stegall, State Farm Insurance. And
he was the first one to call. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know what? We got to break down what Eric Pincus was talking about because Eric, who just knows this stuff, I was really concerned, and he brought it to light, you know, when the Lakers had that cap money. I like to see these teams that, well, we're making room. Well, you're making room for what? Because what happens if the people you make room for stay? There is a likely chance that the Cleveland Cavaliers will keep LeBron, and there's also a likely chance that Paul George will stay in Oklahoma City and you just stuck with Isaiah Thomas.
I think there's a really high chance that maybe it doesn't pan out the way we see it. Maybe LeBron doesn't stay with the Cavs but goes somewhere else. So I didn't really expect the Rockets to be such in big contention. But, I mean, as it goes, it kind of seems that actually is a possibility. And also what he was talking about with OKC, what if Paul George can't really fit him in there, mathematically speaking, just because they can't, you know, have all that on their books. So what if Paul George maybe looks at the Lakers but doesn't really see that quite fit? Where else may he look? Because when it all is said and done, what if the Lakers don't really come out with those, you know, top guys that they actually want? Because, yeah, they can, you know, squeeze enough for two max contracts. But what if they sign just, you know, someone who doesn't need all that money here and there? Because he mentioned a lot of names, like, for example, DeAndre Jordan, or a name that he didn't really say, but also it might be up. And if the Rockets want to make room for LeBron, this is something they're really going to have to think about, because Clint Capella is also going to be a free agent. And honestly, who wouldn't want Clint Capella on their team? Yeah, exactly. He needs a active point guard to kind of have him there with them. But look how the Rockets molded him. He's the perfect pick and roll player, and he's been in a system that fits the Rockets. So for a big man to know a system where it's heavy three shooting and you still get yours, that's a lot to look at. And also he's really putting himself out there in the market as of right now, just because he's looking like that type of big man that can be in that kind of system.
That's
so
true.
What if all this happens and it doesn't really go the Lakers' way? And like Pinkus said, there's always next year too. So why not just get that maybe that one max deal? Grab, maybe sign two guys that are just here and there players.
Yeah, but I mean, but as a fan base, you know, you're making your fans base. Your fan base continue to wait and wait and wait because, oh, we're looking for that big fish. We're looking for that big fish. I tell you what, though, over in the East, and I know we didn't finish looking at the Eastern Conference the way things are going. While all of this craziness was taking place with the Lakers and Cleveland and a couple other teams involved in some trades, the Toronto Raptors quietly snuck up to the top spot in the East. And this is really crazy. I mean, not only are they up there, they got a two-game lead right now over the Boston Celtics, who had held that spot for the longest, and now the Celtics on a slide thanks to the Cleveland Cavaliers. But Toronto, here Toronto is in familiar territory. They've won 9 of the last 10 on a 7-game win streak here. And we've seen it before with Toronto. Regular season, Toronto – it's good, but once you get into the NBA playoffs, for the life of me, even if the playoffs were to start today, they would be playing the Miami Heat with Dwayne Wade. Now, they probably were licking their chops when before Wade went back over to the Heat, but now that don't look so funny to have to face the Miami Heat in the first round if everything, you know.
I think they're also they're getting a really new identity with this team. I think they're starting to shoot a little bit more threes. It's something that you don't really see them doing, especially DeMar DeRozan. He's really a guy that goes inside and works the mid range, but he's starting to step out a little bit. You're starting to see him get more of a comfort zone out there. But also just the core by itself, Valachunas, Kyle Lowry, and of course Ibaka. With them four, it's a really centered team. They play really good defense, and this is all around too. It's not just one or two guys that are really out there. Of course, DeMar can, you know, stretch it out a lot. And I think Kyle Lowry, for a guard, he gets into people's grills a lot. So you're going to see that a lot. But also you got CJ Miles and Fred VanVleet that are really good guards that are coming off the bench too. And I think that's a really big thing, especially going into the playoffs. How is the scoring going to be different whenever, you know, you got to rest your starters for a little bit? Because we already going to know what's going to happen. Whenever we get into playoff mode, we're not going to see these big rotations. We'll go up to the eight guy, nine guy at the most, maybe. But it's going to be really exciting to see what they do, because let's say, for example, that they play the Miami Heat and they get by the Heat. What happens in that next round? Because I think that's when we're all kind of worried about Toronto, because we know whenever they have those big games, they seem to, you know, not really find it well offensively, and they kind of really can't find it. Because I don't want to see this team get broken up just because Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan have been together for so long.
But I know.
There's no need to really break
them
up.
What else would you do? I mean, you know, you'd have to look at firing the coach or something. And that's another thing, too.
Like, can you really say that he's been doing a terrible job? No. Because he... No. They've been up there the whole time.
No, but I mean, but every year, and this is what I like, the Eastern Conference, come on. Who can't forget the years when the Eastern Conference, you would have maybe, you know, three or four teams, like your 1-4 seed would have winning records.
New Jersey Nets.
And then everybody else would be negative, under 500. This is the first time in a long time that I've seen, even from your 1-8, everybody has a winning record, including the Miami Heat. I mean, this is as competitive, as I've seen the East be here, and even over in the West. So what I'm saying is it's going to be gearing up for a pretty good playoffs.
Don't be surprised if the Pistons try to make a push too as well, because, I mean, Griffin has been working it really well over there. So I think we're going to see a lot of the East.
I think so. So I think we're getting ready to see a break here too, folks, as we come back for our final segment here on the Sports Kings, SB Nation Radio.
Every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, former Oklahoma Sooner basketball player Elissa Walker-Campbell takes you inside the world of sports with insightful interviews that go beyond the X's and the O's on the Big E Sports Show right here on SB Nation Radio. If you miss any of the Big E Sports Show, you can always find it on podcastarena.com. If you missed any of our other shows like the Sean Salisbury Show or SB Nation AM, check them out on podcastarena.com.
This is Pushing the Odds.
The problem with LaVar Ball, and this has been my problem from the get-go, is that he doesn't want what's best for his kid. I think he loves his sons. I think he loves all three of his sons. But I think ultimately he believes that his son's success as a unit, as all three, will then be translated to him. That if he is able to create a family where three children are playing in the NBA, that is LaVar Ball's victory. That's his victory lap, because everyone told him you can't do this. Everyone told him you won't be able to accomplish this. And he's managed to get his oldest son drafted in the top two by the LA Lakers, his hometown team. He orchestrated that. That's why he didn't work out for the Sixers. He didn't work out for the Celtics. He created an environment that nobody wanted to deal with him.
Tune in to Pushing the Odds, Monday through Friday from noon to 3 Eastern on SB Nation Radio. This is the Coach Les Show.
Think about this with Philly. You don't even need anything, man. They've got the rookie of the year. They've got the process. And if they had a LeBron to help lead them, that is the team of the East. To me, that's a shift in the NBA. Put him with those guys? Oh, come on, dog. That's a no-brainer. The only team in the NBA that nobody's talking about is the Philadelphia 76ers.
Tune in to the Coach Les Show, Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern on SB Nation Radio. This is In the Post on SB Nation Radio.
We are back here on SB Nation Radio. Joe George, the Hall of Famer Elvin Hayes here with you. And right now, we welcome back Bob McAdoo to the show.
I know that you are scouting for the team, and I know you're going out there finding good young players, super young players that's coming into the league and make a difference in this league where we can get some big players again.
Well, I see a few. You know, this young kid from Oklahoma, even though he's got a slight body, he's definitely got a mentality for an NBA team. He's a great scorer. And what I see, Trae Young, he's a great passer. I mean, he's a guy that I would love to play with because he sees the court fantastic. I like the two big guys. I like the big guy, Aiden, from Arizona, and I like the big guy from Duke. I think those guys will be lottery picks in the upcoming draft.
Make sure you check out the In the Post podcast on podcastarena.com. This is the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramone.
Jose, I just want to say, you don't surprise me at all, but I just want to say that's one of the best movie soundtracks ever. And now to compliment Black Panther a little bit, which I think is also in the same caliber of soundtracks. I'm going to see Black Panther tonight. Y'all going to go see Black Panther? Bobby Beast, you ain't going to see Black Panther, man? No?
I'm thinking about going tomorrow morning. I don't know yet.
I got to see tonight, man. I'm sorry. I'm all in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I read comics. I do all that. And this is just going to be an amazing, beautiful picture to watch. So that says it all right there.
Well, this has certainly been an entertaining show. I hope you enjoyed both hours here on the Sports King Show as we're trying to get you ready for NBA All-Star weekend. My goal was to get you hyped for the events, because what else are you going to be doing Saturday night? There's no more football.
No more football.
So I know you're going to be watching the NBA All-Star weekend. I want to thank our guest, Eric Pincus from the Bleacher Report NBA Insider and Salary Cap Expert. Also want to thank our sponsor for taking the time and put the pen down, put the policy down, call in and talk some State Farm insurance. Ryan Stegall, State Farm, only in the state of Texas. You have to move to Texas to get the unbelievable deals and coverages that he's going to give you. So, and we also want to thank Jose for just giving us a large array of music tonight. We had some Michael Jackson.
He didn't play Freebird, so he gets a negative.
I want to hear
Freebird.
But he backed it up
with the Space Jam. So, you're all right, Jose. You got a pass for me today.
Man, come on. You listen to Jose on the weekends. Jose is...
Yeah, he works it. He actually
Jose
working.
It's the and he hardest working. And I know... can I say
even
this?
Though Bobby Beats
even
is right
Bobby
there.
Beats is right there. Hey, Bobby Beats, put your hand over here. Okay, anyway. All right, folks. So, hey, hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget the Coach Les Show is coming up right after this one. So, we'll see you next week. Enjoy the NBA All-Star Weekend. Sports Kings, we out of here.